Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps, and when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack, and take a step on back, and go to a meeting, and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFAIRHAMOUSE. We don't speak for any of them there, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves, as you're about to find out. Acrylic nail caps. That's for kittens that are going to tear apart your furniture. Do you get them at the nail salon place?
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
So we were talking about cat nails.
We were.
What to do about cat nails.
Yeah. I refused to let Bruce declaw any of the other three of our cats because I didn't really know what it was. And he was ticked because our first cat was clawing up the furniture. So he said, we need to get him declawed. So I took him to the vet. They chopped off his fingers.
Cats are just like additional roommates. You know what? If your roommates are screwing up your furniture, you cut off their fingers.
I didn't know what declawing was. After I found out what it was and poor Dexter had been mutilated, I was like, okay, never again.
Dexter is fine. And you know what? He leaves the same footprint he always left. I don't know about the cutting off the toes because he leaves the same print.
He has a pretty ferocious right hook, though, because he doesn't have any claws, so he will...
He slugs the other animal.
Wham! Just knock people over with his... Because he doesn't have any claws to... You know, he's learned
Yeah, but
to
he
just,
weighs like 38 pounds, so...
He's
a super heavyweight cat.
He has a massive... Well, he's not a super heavyweight. He's just a heavyweight.
He's not as bad as in, but he's pretty heavy.
But he's got a right cross because he doesn't have any claws, so he impacts.
Yeah. I'll bet Dexter can send the dog about halfway across the living room, huh?
One of our dogs?
Yeah.
Dex is bigger than our dogs.
Oh, yeah.
The dogs we have living in our place, Dex will knock them the F out.
Usually if you hear Billy crying, it's because Dexter's popped her a good one.
Yeah.
Zen, all Zen's got to do is sit on one of them.
Yeah. Zen's our big
guy. But,
you
know, Zen is one of those cats. It's like he's so big that the dogs come over and, like, flip him guff, and he just looks at him like, come any closer, I'm going to tear your head off, but I really don't feel like chasing you
because
I'm too bad.
Well, Dexter, I've always seen Dexter around here for a long time, but Dexter was up on the bookcase about 2 weeks ago when I walked in the house. When you're looking eye to eye with Dexter, that's when you realize how big Dexter really is.
It's like cougar size, mini cougar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zen finally took Billy on because Billy would... harass and torment, and like you said, Zen just sits there and stares at the dog like, yeah, you got a problem. Yeah. And finally, Zen had enough, and I hear this one day, and I go in there, and Zen was just like swiping at Billy back and forth. And Billy doesn't bug Zen much anymore.
They learn. My dog, I had a German Shepherd coyote, had always grown up with cats, no problem with cats, cornered a cat. Not one of our cats. A cat on the neighbor's porch.
Does your dog bit?
Learn the quick way why you don't corner a cat.
Yeah.
This dog came back over my house. His nose was tore up.
Yeah.
And never really hung around the cats in our house. I mean, they used to sleep together and everything. My dog would be looking at these cats like, I'm not going near these guys.
Your ancestors?
We're lions.
Yep.
God's calling. You know what that means.
What?
It's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. That's awesome Foley skills.
Okay, we have shout-outs to
We have shout-outs to
My knee was like giving me the chip there.
Let it all out.
To Bill, Donald, Phil, Brian, Deborah. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Let's see. Okay. Because we're just not regulated enough.
Yeah, no, clearly.
Yes, our lives are not regulated enough. CVS drugstores nationwide are going to be asking for identification for any customers wishing to buy nail polish remover. If you are under the age of 18,
you
can't
buy it. You mean
because
you can snort it and get like completely loaded?
Because nail polish remover contains acetone, which is one of the ingredients used to make meth.
No, that's all we need, meth made out of nail polish remover.
Yes.
So not bad enough as it is.
Well, I don't know how to make meth.
Take the place of the tractor brake fluid.
Yeah. So you can only buy one bottle at a time. You have to be over the age of 18. You have to show an ID, and you have to sign a book to get nail polish remover. Because we're just not regulated enough.
Now, Who oversees that?
Now, what's going to happen here? I'm making a prediction, and you heard it first on Recovery 101. It'll start slow, but you will start to see break-ins at nail salons as the meth heads decide, well,
shit,
there's a nail salon down here.
At nail salons.
Yeah, they'll just, well, no, you can't really, because their products, nail salons don't have the stuff sitting out like that. It's in boxes and stuff, and they, you know, it's not like at the hair place where they've got shampoo sitting out on.
What if you went to Sally's Beauty Supply?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they'll start shoplifting the stuff.
Grand Theft Auto 6 will have a spot where the guy breaks into a nail salon and steals a bunch of
nail
polish remover. Yeah.
That's when you know you've arrived.
I'm betting that will happen.
When GTA puts you in the video game.
There, it could be.
It's ridiculous. Okay. Let's see. Oh, in Spring Lake, New York.
Spring Lake.
Now there is a feminist activist named Phoenix Feely.
Feminist activist. Feminist by definition already an activist?
Well, this one is an activist in the sense that she takes it to the streets.
Is a feminine person who's an activist.
Well, not necessarily.
So a feminist activist.
I can be a feminist and not really do anything with it. That just means
you could be a closet feminist.
By definition, you're just a chick hanging around being a pain in the ass.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I shouldn't have laughed at that because I'm a woman, but it was funny.
Did you ever see the image? And it's like there's these women, and they're like picketing Hooters, and they're like in Georgia or something. It's like 120 degrees out, and it's humid, and all these women are holding up signs like, you know, we hate it when women are objectified, and the Hooters girls are bringing them out. Bottled water.
Yeah.
Because they're like dying of heat out there.
Okay.
Like, here you go. Have some bottled water.
Yeah.
So anyway, do you want to hear about Phoenix Feely or not?
Sure. Just the name.
Yeah, she takes it to the streets and then she takes it off in the streets.
Oh,
she
my kind of feminist.
Her big beef with the world is that men can take their tops off in public and women can't.
I agree.
I support that 100%.
So she goes around to places that have really strict anti-nudity ordinances.
We have
like
really strict ones here where we're at.
Like New Jersey. And takes off her top, walks around nude, and gets arrested. She's been arrested several times. She has been fined $2,500 for the last indecent exposure.
Depends how she looks and if it's indecent.
She's decided that instead of paying the $2,500 in fines, she will spend a month in jail on a hunger strike.
With her top off?
On a hunger strike.
Yes, she's going to go on a hunger strike for a month in jail rather than pay $2,500 for her fines.
Okay. That's fine.
She's going to come out quite svelte.
Yes.
Well, she says she's going to go on a hunger strike. I don't know what that means. She's going to
go on a hunger
strike
for about 3 days until she gets really hungry.
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, she has decided to do this. She probably won't be in jail for the whole month. It'll be like, you know, 3-day turnaround or something like that. But the day that she goes in, the organization called Go Topless plans to support her with a protest. A topless protest.
Where is that?
This is in she's going to be held in the Monmouth County facility.
Monmouth
County.
The Monmouthful.
It's more than that.
I think
wasted.
It's in New Jersey because so she's in New York. The story's out of New York. She's from New York, but
don't
she
you think that there should be feminine activist groups all over the country that have like a day devoted to her? Like every city.
Every city, women should be taking walking off their tops off.
Support
when is this
going to
be?
Yeah,
August 25th.
This show will not be up in time for that.
Nope.
Damn.
Maybe.
No.
It's next week.
Oh wait. It might.
It might just barely make it under the
You know
the
what,
wire.
Ladies?
It's a week from today.
What's her name again?
Phoenix Feely.
If you are in support of Phoenix Feely, Women of Recovery 101, bare your breasts that day in honor of her.
And please post it on Facebook.
It'll be like Tom Likas' Flash Friday.
That's right.
Phoenix Feely Friday. Is it a Friday?
No, it's a Sunday.
Damn.
Okay. I guess he knows.
Oh, I'll be doing a panel. Damn, I'll be missing all the... I'll be doing a panel at
an
all-women's
facility.
I'm going to bring that up while I'm there.
That'll be a short panel.
That'll be the last panel I ever do there.
That'll be great.
And in
82 breasts and 112 teeth.
There you go.
Jeez. Also in New Jersey, Fairlawn, New Jersey, 18-year-old woman called 911 from her house. She told them that she wanted to blow up her house because she had eaten a hash brownie and was too high.
Yeah, that can happen.
I don't know what hash does.
Usually I just want to eat like...
More hash brownies. that little bag of mini Oreos right there would be gone.
Oh, God.
It wouldn't have been that big of a deal. They would have just arrested her or whatever if it hadn't been for the fact that when the cops got there... She started screaming at them, I'm going to another planet, I'm going to another planet. She was yelling, singing, and dancing around and eluding the cops who were chasing her in her house, like all over the house. One of the cops I'm quoting here said she was acting out all over the place.
You know what they should have done?
Videoed it for YouTube.
No, they should have just left.
Yeah, really?
You know?
You called us.
Yeah. It's like if you're alone in the house... Holding somebody hostage, should the police even show up?
Holding yourself hostage?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, she's in her house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to another planet. All right, well, see you later.
Yep.
Have a nice trip.
See you next fall.
We were just coming because you called. Yeah. You know, no
big. Thanks a lot. Can I help you pack?
She was eventually
Your purple sweatpants and your Nikes?
She was eventually rounded up and taken to the hospital to be treated, although they were unsure what to treat her for.
Hash overdose.
I don't think so.
They probably tied her down to a gurney.
Is it a hash overdose to go to sleep?
And I got to tell you, you know what's the most surprising to me about this story? Uh-huh. It's not she's going to go to another planet or that she called 911. It's like, where does anybody get hash these days? Even when I was getting loaded near the end, I don't remember seeing hash very much. And that was 23 years ago. Is hash like a big thing?
I don't know. I used to get good hash.
We've had a couple of hash stories lately, so it must be up and coming. Because remember, a couple weeks ago, there was the story about the guys that got busted with like a quart of hash oil, and you guys were like, oh my gosh, that's like, so much.
Yeah, well, oil is a quart of oil.
Hashtag used to mean something different when we were younger.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If someone could explain the whole hashtag thing to me, I would be grateful. I don't get it.
Like where you put the number sign and then...
And then a bunch of words all stuck together.
Yeah.
I know that if someone's searching for something somewhere, it has a chance to bring that up.
Well, it came up... It started on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
like you can hashtag someone else on Twitter and it's almost like tagging them. That's why they call it a hashtag. Like, let's say you knew someone's Twitter.
Where does the word hash come
from? Let's say you. Well, I don't know.
Because they call the number sign on your keypad the hashtag.
But it's not a hashtag. It's a pound sign.
You have the asterisk and the hashtag, which is also a pound sign.
It's a pound sign, people.
Yeah. Well, it's a hashtag.
It's a number sign.
Whatevs. Okay.
Whatever.
That's what we always called it, the number sign. Like, if you'd say, I'm in apartment 11, you could do the pound sign and 11 because that meant number 11.
Yeah.
We're going to Detroit now.
Really? Is there anybody
there? Nobody else is there. Let's go.
Well, John Murillo was there.
I hear it's for sale.
He drank 8 beers, which doesn't sound like it might be
a
lot.
Warm up.
But he was cited for being intoxicated, but Before
he was intoxicated.
He was cited for being intoxicated. He had to be rescued from the Detroit River because he had told people for years he could swim across the river. They laughed at him, and finally he did it.
That's a pretty good-sized river.
He tried twice before. He got halfway there and decided he couldn't make it and swam back.
Yeah.
So he had to be rescued out of the river. He was charged with public intoxication. He will be fined $5,000 because apparently it's illegal to swim in a shipping channel.
Yeah, that's bad.
Ooh.
You know what's even worse about that? Somebody in the shipping channel and getting hit by a ship.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I had a customer in my store the other day who was from Detroit, said she was born and raised there.
Mm-hmm.
She said actually that it's only a small portion of Detroit that nobody's in anymore,
yeah.
But that's what's causing them to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't want to run the lights or anything in that part of the city anymore. She goes, really, most of the city is the same way it always was. But there's like a blighted area that's just horrible. But she goes, nobody goes there.
Apparently, this guy is not really a real alcoholic. First of all, he only drank 8 beers before he was completely hammered, which to us really isn't that, you know. That's breakfast.
It's a start.
It's a start. And also because he immediately, upon sobering up, made a public apology.
Oh.
We don't do that.
We blame people.
We blame everybody else. He did a 10-step away.
I was going to say, he did a 10-step.
I know. So obviously he's not a real alcoholic.
Maybe he has program experience and he's just trying to get ahead of the game.
Or he's just a normal guy who drank 8 beers.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's obviously not one of us.
I agree with Shelley. He's normal. He's fine.
He's
well,
now wait a minute though. He's tried to do this twice before. They said,
"No, that's what I said."
Oh,
no! He had just told people for years that he could swim the river, and he just.
Yeah.
I was gonna say because at least he does it ever so often. Then,
I'm looking for. I only have time to do one more story. I'm gonna have to save some of these stories, but this one. Now, where was it? Oh, in England. Actually in London, right around the Thames, they have something in Britain, and it's a common occurrence, I'd never heard of this, called a fatberg.
Katie will know about
it. A fat what?
A fatberg.
Fatberg?
A fatberg. It's like an iceberg. It might even look like an iceberg. But it is a giant blob of congealed fat full of baby wipes.
Oh.
What happens
is
these
things... Are you sure it's all fat if it's baby wipes?
Who creates this is parents who keep flushing their kids' baby wipes down the toilet and people who cook with fat and then dump it down the sink when they've been told a million times to actually throw it away and, you know, let it cool and then throw it away.
Like as a glob?
Yes. So the fat collects, like in the sewers and stuff.
It collects the baby wipes?
The baby wipes get stuck in it and it creates these globs that clog up the sewers and cause... backing up in people's toilets and stuff.
Baby wipes specifically.
I don't know. It
and
just
not
says
like every other thing.
It just says specifically baby wipes. And the largest fatberg ever recorded in Britain, the fact that they have to record how big the fatbergs are tells you this is a serious problem. 15 tons of congealed fat and baby wipes lodged in a sewer drain that backed up what would normally drain into the Thames for... Oh. 70s. It took a 70-centimeter drain down to nothing, and it will take 6 weeks to repair the damage that this thing caused. A 15-ton fatberg crashing into this particular part of the sewers.
That's not even the scary thing. Have you ever seen the trash thing in the middle of the Pacific?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it's like so gigantic.
It's an island.
It's like really, it's like half the size of Australia or something, and it's. Mm-hmm. Just where all this trash has gotten together out in the middle of the ocean.
I think we should call it a new continent.
What do you want to call it?
Trashlandia? But I mean, that's really sad when you think about it. Like all this shit that people throw in the sewers and stuff that all ends, you know, you always see those things that this ends up in the ocean.
You know what it is? First off, it's plastic bags, which we were told were replacing paper because using paper bags was bad.
For the environment.
Yes, because we're cutting down the trees.
Plastic bottles... which say they're environmentally friendly on them.
Because we can recycle them, but a lot of people don't.
So most of that trash heap is all crap that was a better idea.
That's true.
How's that working out?
Not very well.
That's true, because you know what? If it had been paper bags, they would have decomposed in the water a long time ago.
Yep.
Because paper bags don't last very long in water.
No.
They really don't.
They don't even last that long if you like you put a gallon of milk in one.
Yeah, because they don't even last that long if you put groceries in.
Yeah.
Well, I still buy water bottles, but I use them really slowly now because I keep refilling them out of our water cooler.
And we recycle.
And we recycle all the bottles. We do. Yeah, the recycling.
You have your own little Pacific Ocean going on behind me here.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as it was. Remember that one time when it was like spilling over your head?
No, it's.
It's getting there.
Oh, yeah. No, they're full.
Yeah. They got to be taken in, but it's not going to be me. Anyway, that is well past time. End of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back. Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College.
SoFullHappens.com.
What's
our topic, Bruce? You've been saving this.
We're at Dave and Buster's today.
I like Dave and Buster's.
And I'm looking through, you know, why I'm doing this, I don't know, since I'm in recovery. I'm looking through the drink menu.
Well, yeah, because it's fun.
Well,
because of all the crap we missed.
I'm telling you. I'm looking through, and suddenly it came up to me about the new levels of marketing, not only even of alcohol, but of like different kinds of weed and things like that. Now everything's got a name, and everything's customized, and everything's different. And I'm in there, and I'm reading, and there was like, first I noticed Red Bull, which is not an alcohol, but there was like, they had like four or five flavors of Red Bull. And then I look on the other page, and I'm looking at the vodka. There was peach vodka, grape vodka, and apple vodka, and they had cinnamon whiskey. And I'm like, the marketing has gone insane. And I mean, it's like made for like new drinkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey bourbon is the hot one right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but just putting something in a decent bourbon or whiskey other than the bourbon and whiskey and maybe some ice should be against the law.
You put ice in it?
Yeah. Shelly.
Okay, well.
What, are you trying to water it down? I don't think she's a real alcoholic.
Is it going to last that long?
No, that's true. Maybe just to get it cold.
But the one that cracks
me up.
Stick
your bottle in the freezer.
The one that cracks me up is the cupcake vodka.
Yeah. Who wants a vodka that tastes like a cupcake?
Somebody who doesn't want a vodka that tastes like a vodka.
True.
I know, but vodka doesn't really taste that much.
It's just the burn.
Well, and you can get vodka-infused whipped cream from the liquor store. Remember
right.
We saw it when you went to get a cigar?
Yeah, I mean, is it me or is like this like going like insane a little bit?
Well, you got this new millennial generation here that of 18 to 28-year-olds that seem to like things a bit sweeter.
And doesn't understand the purpose of alcohol?
No, they don't.
No, but I mean,
they think
you
it's
remember,
to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember when we were young?
I do.
Like, the really lousy drinks were like Annie Greensprings or what was the other one?
Boone Farm.
Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill.
Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill.
Yeah.
Which was like the sickliest, but it tasted a little like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So no matter what, you could drink it. And I'm guessing that's what it is. We're making it so anybody can, like, drink anything because you can get the flavor you want without getting. Then you
still get where you want to go.
Well, then you got the weeds. All the different. Now, when I was young, we started doing that a long time ago. I mean, when I was young, we had.
Acapulco Gold.
We had Acapulco Gold. We had Oaxacan. We had Panama Red. We had Colombian Gold. Uh-huh. We had Thai, which was Thai more stick. Naming an area than anything else. Yeah. Then when I was in college, we had things like the basement bud, we called it, because they were growing it in their basement. Mm-hmm. We had Orca, the killer bud. Now, you happen along in front of one of these weed stores or whatever, and there's White Widow, Granddaddy Purple, you know, and I'm like...
C4.
And I'm like, really? Yeah. I'm like, really? And I mean, is it just that? Is it just a marketing campaign to help sell things?
Well, yeah.
Do we really need that?
People like kitschy names.
That's true.
But, you know, I was listening to a guy who led a meeting the other night, and I was thinking about all the drugs I missed out on. Because 28 years...
Oh, yeah.
There's some crap that came out right after I got clean that I missed out a chance, an opportunity on.
There's a whole bunch of stuff.
But here's what I'm wondering. Is it just renamed, and did I actually do it at some time?
Well, like, I pretty much missed out on ecstasy.
Yeah, me too.
And I got to tell you, ecstasy sounds like something I would have really liked. Now,
but doesn't ecstasy sound like something else you did?
Yeah, acid and
cannabidiol,
alcohol, and
yeah, you know,
something else. Now, I'm not bringing up this thing to, like, send people out.
See, I'm just sitting here calculating, like, how long it'll be until I have more time than both of you, at the rate you're going.
Well, no, because the thing is that.
22 years after I die.
Well, if you keep romancing it this way, the two of you are going to go off into the sunset together.
Look, we get it.
Yeah, we're not romancing it because you know what? If we were interested in... Right. Look, we're dope fiends. If I was interested in doing it, I'd be doing it. The thing is, I admitted complete defeat at one point. I know I'm not going to do it. I remember when they came out with beers like there was Zima. I hear I'm not missing much.
No, yeah. You're not.
Then there's like, but the thing that I used to hate about beer was the aftertaste. Then they came out with like all these ice beers, and the thing of the ice beer was no aftertaste. Yeah. And I'm like, really? You wait till I effing get sober to come out with a beer with no aftertaste?
Now they've come out with places you go to where they just like make like 10 different beers. You've got your porters and your reds and your IPAs and your all. What the heck? We were excited when Miller Lite came on tap.
Oh, yeah.
At the bar. That was awesome.
Hey, I'm going on a diet.
I can drink 12 of these.
I'm going on a diet.
So, but no, Shelly, we get it. But see, if I really wanted to go try these things, you know what I'd do? I'd start a group conscious and take all mind-altering substances out of the CA steps. Because 12 guys put it in there.
I know, but that'll never happen.
12 guys put it in. Think about 12 guys put that in there.
Take it right back out.
Take it right back out.
Yikes. Or, conversely, we go to AA and try out all the weeds.
Yeah.
I know somebody who's doing that.
Met Zom today.
Yep.
So, Shelly, then bring us back in some kind of program perspective on this. I'm a new guy. I'm seeing all these things. Oh, my God. They got a peach flavor. You know. The biggest flavored thing I remember from when I was young was peppermint schnapps.
Yep.
Well, now there's like, you know, cherry schnapps and blueberry schnapps and peach schnapps. And so I'm a new guy.
And blackberry brandy.
And I'm like feeling bad. I'm feeling bad because I'm like, wow, there's all this stuff I never had the chance to do. What do you tell people?
It's the same thing we had before. They just put the flavor in beforehand. You never had a fuzzy navel or a screwdriver or whatever. It's the same
thing. I
did.
I picked the lint out of it.
It's the same thing. You just had to do it yourself. You didn't come neatly packaged in a bottle with a skinny chick on it.
You know how an alcoholic makes a true screwdriver? A big glass of vodka and two scoops of Tang.
Yep. And stir.
That'll make that. That's a very, very, very strong screwdriver.
That's how you know you've gone around the bend.
I'll tell you what. If all you're doing is putting powdered orange in your vodka to make a screwdriver,
we'll save a seat for you.
We would.
Everything old is new again.
So your advice to them would be?
Are you really ready? Because if you are, it doesn't matter what they come out with.
That's true. Maybe don't eat in Dave and Buster's and read through the drink menu.
Which is what you did today.
Oh, I did. Yeah, absolutely.
I do that.
Well, I'm a weird alcoholic. And you know what? I was always a weird alcoholic. I never liked the taste. Now they got 50 million tastes.
If you want something that tastes like peach, go get a Kern's peach nectar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Peach iced tea.
Those peach nectars are awesome. Yeah. Peach pie.
And if you're looking at something and you're thinking, oh, man, I didn't get to try that, then there's some part that you've got some reservations going on in there. You need to talk to your sponsor because there's something not right upstairs.
Go try it and we'll save a seat for you.
Yeah, if anything looks that attractive to you, you might need to work a couple steps.
That's true. Mark, what would you tell somebody?
The drugs and alcohol are but a symptom.
Well, see, you should have saved that one for the end.
I'll come back to it again.
Because I'll come back with a better one.
That's right. So, now, you know.
You had not exactly this. It wasn't, I don't think it was a specific alcohol, but like you had a sponsee once, was going to a place. He really knew he shouldn't be in the first place. He was going to do New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Yeah. And he was concerned. I'm concerned because I only have a little bit of time. I've only got 3 months. And I'm going to go to Times Square for New Year's Eve. Do you think this might be a problem?
Yes.
I actually told him, you know what? My prediction is you don't make it to New Year's. He didn't. He got there. He was there one day.
Reservations.
Yep.
Reservations. So what do you tell someone with reservations about, I was at Friday's or some other place. And
you don't need a reservation. I'll hold a seat for you.
They got the Jack Daniel's steaks, and they got that's a big thing everywhere now.
Well, yeah, but that's not a big deal.
Jack Daniel's sauce steaks.
That's fine.
You think?
Yeah.
Can I just have a gum shot because it's just a little bit?
It's not any. Yeah, go ahead. You know what? Actually, you can have a gum shot.
Yeah,
and let me know how long you stop at that point.
So if I can stop at a gum shot, then it's okay?
Yeah, go for it.
You can send your mail to Mark.
No, go for it, because you know if you could stop at a gum shot, you never would have gotten here in the first place.
Okay, before you do that, you need to hand me your wallet.
Yeah, really. I mean, if you could have stopped at a gum shot,
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Problem is, you never did before.
And I probably never would again.
No.
Yeah. You know, just the idea, and you know me because I'm anally retentive about this.
God, I gotta change recipes when you come over.
I read a thing that says it's got Jack Daniel's sauce on it.
Yeah.
That's like opening the door to me. It's like, well, if Jack Daniel's sauce is okay, you know. Then maybe beer can chicken's okay. And if beer can chicken's okay,
and you know what?
Then maybe this is okay.
If beer can chicken's okay for you, then beer can chicken's okay for you.
There may be some alcoholics that are okay with food cooked with booze. My suggestion would be if you are ordering things in a restaurant because they're cooked with booze, you might want to take a look at that.
Yeah. If you order sauce on the side and drink the container.
Yeah, there's a problem.
What was the thing on that one show where the guy's like, yeah, well, you're not going to get drunk from eating this food. And he's like, but there is booze in it. And right. See, for me, that's the biggest thing for me. It's the thing that tells me that I know there's, even if it's a minute amount, it tells me it's there. And I go, God, if it tells me it's there and I drink it anyway.
Bruce. How many sushi bars did you go to where you ate the orange afterwards before you found out they poured
plum wine?
I ate the orange the one time, and that's when I had to spit it out because that thing hit my lips. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and I had it in my mouth, and I looked over at Shelly, and I'm like, puh. I'm like, what is that? And he goes, it's orange. I'm like, what's on the orange? Plum wine. I'm like, puh. And I'm like, yeah, we're alcoholics. We can't have that. Now, Shelly, of course, had eaten seven of them by that time.
I had not.
Now, you've eaten dozens of my chocolate chip cookies. True?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
True.
Let's hit them.
I use butter and real vanilla in every cookie I ever make.
That doesn't bug me so much. I mean, you're talking about a teaspoon or a tablespoon of vanilla over two dozen cookies. That's not the big of a deal. However, in our house, we don't use real vanilla. I just don't keep it in the house.
I can never have a chocolate chip cookie from Mark again.
Oh, come on, okay? Oh, in that case, God. I mean, you're talking about it's... Oh, all right,
well,
no, okay, fine.
So maybe it's less half than 1% by volume?
Okay, more cookies for us then.
I'll have 11 dozen cookies, please.
Yeah. And a big glass of milk.
Yeah. So, Shelly, what would your final words on...
what was the topic?
Well, I'm trying to think what we should call that. Marketing madness?
You're
I don't
busted.
Know. Marketing madness?
Sure. Marketing madness?
What are your final thoughts?
I don't know. You know what? Marketing, if you're talking about marketing madness, if you're watching beer commercials for the beer... You might want to look into that.
I watch beer commercials for the funny.
Exactly. Because now I'm to the point where I'm not watching the commercials and going, ooh, that looks really good. I'm watching the commercial and going, ha, that's hilarious.
I watch the Corona commercial. I'm thinking, I want to be sitting in that chair in the water. I don't really need the beer there, but I'd like to be sitting in the chair in the water Mexico.
It's always about check your motives.
Yeah, Shelly.
Shelly comes in with the program zinger. What is your final words, Mark?
Everything old is new again.
He pulled that right from you.
I know. I said it earlier. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Did I say that? I'm thinking.
You did.
Did I say that?
You did.
Okay.
But you didn't use it as your final words, and he did.
That's right.
So I should pull the one he said earlier, and I can't remember what it was. It was perfect.
Oh, no. You know what? That really works on a different level because he said it again, which means his new is my old.
See?
And everything old is new again.
See?
You know what? Everything old is new again.
Now, your new is his old.
That's right.
And his old
and
is
my
new.
Old is her new.
Oh, that's awesome.
My new is her old.
You know what? Don't get marketed
what's on,
to
what's
anyone.
On second?
Don't.
No, who's on second?
No, who's
I don't
first?
Know who's on third base. Don't get marketed to. You know what? If you don't want to be marketed to, don't go to places that have a lot of marketing for you.
Don't drink or use no matter what.
Don't. You know what?
There you go.
That's the one right there. Don't drink. The seven simple words.
Yep.
Shelly, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication by going
run.
Online.
You
can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
That's awesome. Mark, people are listening to the show. They really
you.
Hate you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you listening to the show. And we ask you to go to our site, recovery101.net. And if you're not already a member of Podomatic, please join. It's fun.
And free.
If you are a member of Podomatic, then we ask you to participate in all the ways we ask you to do at the end of every show, which is go on and like shows and
comment
and add us to playlists, follow, and come be a friend.
Be a friend. Matter of fact, you can be a friend and be a fan on Facebook at Recovery 101 Radio Show, and we have a fan page. Which is growing exponentially right now, as a matter of fact. We increased by 300 people in, like, the last few days. And you can join the Recovery 101 Radio Group, which is a closed group. If you want to be able to talk about some recovery or talk about the show with like-minded individuals, it will not go on your Facebook feeds for all to see. And we've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Matt Land.
Matt Land. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
a memory this picture holds, a lifetime, a journalize our face, we look back to find our place.
Your time.